Hey, honey. How's your day? Good, I'm glad. I'm really excited to try what we talked about last night. I think it'll be really fun. I did a lot of research while you were gone, and as long as we keep things safe, hygienic, respect each other's boundaries, and use safe words, we'll be just fine. Remember, baby, I'm new to this too, so we're going to have to take things slow. At the same time, I don't want to take too long easing into it. I don't think there'll be any rush if we do that. After all, if you want me to dominate you, we can't make things too comfortable. Oh, and I also went to the sex shop and got a bunch of really cool toys. Like what? You'll just have to wait and see. Don't worry, I didn't get any strap-ons or anything. I know you said you weren't into pegging. Hell, pegging might be too much for me at this point as well. We gotta crawl before we can run. I know, you don't ever think you'll be into pegging. I respect that, honey. Don't worry, you have nothing to worry about. Like I said, we're going to test the waters today, just to see what our limits are. Just use the safe word if you ever feel unsafe or uncomfortable with what's happening, okay, baby? Hopefully we won't have to use it. It's a last resort. We both know what the other likes. And the whole point is to push each other's boundaries a little by making our fantasies a reality. I'm so excited to try this, baby. I have a feeling we're both going to love this. You ready? Okay then, strip. Now! Oh, you think I'm joking, huh? Come here. Come here. From now on, I want you to answer me with yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am. Is that clear? Yes, what? That's right, yes, ma'am. And there better be a lot more yes, ma'ams than no, ma'ams, all right? Good boy. Now strip, quickly. First the shirt, then your pants and shoes. Now everything else. Yep, that's right. Take off your socks and your underwear. Excuse me, are you talking out of turn, slave? Not even 5 minutes into your discipline and you do this. That's right, you listen. I'm in charge now. Got it? Good. Now, what should I do first with you now that I have you all to myself? What's in store for my little pet? Oh, I know. Since you're new to this and seem to forget your place, I'll remind you. I'll just go into my little bag of goodies and pull out my first tool to keep you in line. I bought a collar, so you'll never forget. You're the pup, and I'm the mistress. Let's see how it fits on you. Oh, it's a perfect fit. Usually, when we're this close, my nice, luscious lips are touching yours. You would like that, wouldn't you? Sorry, slave. Maybe when you were my boyfriend. I don't kiss my servants. What? Don't give me that look. You're not my boyfriend anymore, you're my slave. If you were my boyfriend, do you really think that I'd tie a leash on you? Did you not notice that I'm still completely clothed and you're totally naked and exposed? That wasn't an accident. I'm letting you know who's in charge, honey. No, you don't get a kiss. My lips are so close, aren't they? Bet you'd like nothing more than to taste them right now. Sorry, puppy. We have a new relationship now. Instead of a kiss, I'll pinch your nipples. How does that sound? Oh, your little erection down there is all the response I need. Oh, you like it when I twist your nipples, huh, slave? Tell me you like it. Excuse me, it's yes, I like it, ma'am. Just for that, you're getting an extra hard twist. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right, take it. Oh, it's really starting to hurt, huh? Guess I'll just have to twist a bit harder. Oh, that one really hurt, didn't it? Good. It turns me on when you whimper like this. I'm going to get the second tool out of our little mystery bag. Yeah, that's right. Nipple clamps. You seem worried, honey. What's the matter? You're shaking. Oh, your little nips are so sensitive right now from my nails digging into them. Guess the only way to make them more resilient to that is to train them with these cold, hard steel clamps, huh? Just like everything else that's going to happen tonight, it's to break you down, just to build you back up. Here, first your left nipple. Stop moving. That's it. And now your right one. You're in so much anguish right now, baby, but you're so hard at the same time. When you get like this, I get wet. I love seeing you squirm from your pain, but still unable to fight it, because deep down, you're a sick fuck who likes it. You know what? I don't like the fact that you're standing. You're taller than me, and this leaves me looking up at you, when in fact it should be you looking up at your mistress. Get down on your knees. You look so funny. I'm fully clothed, and just for my attention, you're willing to be my naked little freak, my wretched little mutt. That's kind of pathetic. Kind of makes me wonder why I was with you in the first place. That's right, was. Oh, look at that stupid little face. Don't look down. You're supposed to look up at your mistress. Is the ground more mesmerizing than I am? Then look up. You know what? Let's go to the bedroom. I have some things I need to teach you. Let me just get this crop from this bag out. Now, giddy up. That's right, crawl to the bedroom. Look, I just take one tug of this leash and you stop. You're such a little bitch. Yes, you are. Excuse me, are you arguing with me? The no ma'am option I gave you is when I'm asking you a question, not when I'm stating a fact. I'll show you just how much of a bitch you are. Time for a few more toys from the mystery bag to be used. Oh, that's right, a nice pair of handcuffs. Now, put your hands behind your back. Good. Now just sit still while I slap these cuffs onto your little bitch boy wrists, nice and tight. There we go. Now look up at me. Now, tell me again how you're not a pathetic little bitch boy in your current situation. I've yet to even remove so much as my shoes, and here you are, in front of me, naked, handcuffed and quivering, with clamps on your nipples. Pretty much the definition of a bitch boy, huh? Look at you, you can't even keep your little bitch boy dick hard. I thought this is what you wanted, right? Good. What's the matter? Not how you'd envisioned it? You do like pleasing your mistress, no? Okay, well, it pleases me to see you like this. It pleases me to see my little bitch boy finally accept his place under me. Now, I'm going to twist your nipples again. This time, with the clamps, okay? That's it. Grunt for me. Grunt for mistress while she hurts you, my little wimp piggy. I get a little wetter every time you moan in agony, boy. I've no use for you as a man anymore, now that you've shown your true colors. But it gets me wet putting you in your place. Now, lick the bottoms of my shoes, bitch. That's it. Clean them. succumb to me. That's it. Shine them up real nice. You know what? I've grown bored of your grubby little tongue flopping around my feet. I don't like it anymore. Tough shit if it turns you on. Time to pull out my final treat from the goodie bag. Yeah, a nice ball gag for my little bitch boy. That's right. Hey. Hey, I didn't ask a question. I know you want this ball gag in your mouth. Mistress knows what's best for wimp piggy, right? Okay, so here we go. Open wide. That's it. Now I'm just going to adjust the straps, and there you go. Now look at you, a desperate shell of the man I once knew. God, you're pathetic. Look at you, naked with nipple clamps, a ball gag, and handcuffs to boot. Quite the stud, no? Oh, God. You look so sad like that. You look like a real waste of life. Come here. Mistress has something for you. Get nice and close to my face. Does Piggy want a kiss? Yeah? Did Wimp Piggy enjoy my little gift? Savor it, bitch boy. That's the closest you'll ever get to my perfect lips ever again. Why are you looking down again? Look up when I'm speaking to you. You worthless little fuck. I hope you know I've lost all respect for you. You're not a real man anymore. Your pathetic little dick can't even get hard anymore. I think you deserve another slap for that. That's it. What are you trying to say? I can't hear you with that gag in your little bitch mouth. Are you trying to talk back? Okay, another slap for that. I don't know why I ever even dated you, you sad, sad little fucker. Another slap for you disappointing me. Now, why does Wimp Piggy have his head down, huh? What did I tell you about having your head down when I talked to you? Look up at me. I said look. Honey, are you crying? Oh my God, baby, you're crying. Come here, baby. Here, let me take that gag out for you. Did things get a little... Slow down, baby. You're talking a mile a minute. Now what happened? You were trying to say the safe word, but the ball gag. Oh my God, honey. I'm so stupid. How could I not have thought about that? Oh gosh, sweetie, I'm really sorry. I took it too far. Oh. Come here. That's it. Let it all out. Oh, baby, I'm so sorry. Turn around so I can unlock your cuffs. Okay, good. Now, come here. You poor thing, you took so much abuse today and I really got into it. I didn't think about when to stop, and I'm sorry. I should have been more cautious about not crossing any lines. You know I respect your boundaries, babe. I just got caught up in the moment. I'm sorry. It won't happen again. There, there, baby. I hope you know that everything I did and said was to please you, right? I don't really think less of you for doing all this. As a matter of fact, I think you're really brave for taking the final step and doing it for real. Don't say that. You're definitely man enough for me. Do you think I'd be with you if I didn't think you were? Well, of course. course I still want to be with you. What do you mean? Oh, baby, that was just stuff I said to get you riled up. I thought you'd like it. You did? Well, good. I'm glad. I'm so proud of you for how much you were able to take today, honey. You're really strong for that. You were my strong, strong boy today. You're such a good boy. I want you to know I'd never want to break you to the point where you feel you can't trust me, or that I genuinely want something besides the best for you. You're really amazing for submitting to me the way you did, and even though near the end things got too crazy, I'm super grateful you went as long as you did, just because you thought it'd please me. I guess we both let things get too far trying to please the other one, huh? From now on, I'm going to make sure that my good boy has everything he needs to let me know if things get too crazy. You still want to continue with this kind of stuff, right? Oh, I'm glad. Now, come here and give Mistress a kiss. These lips aren't really off limits. You were a really good boy today, babe. I love you.